Talk about big events. Golf's U.S. Women's Open returns to Wisconsin next summer, and that is a big deal in a state that has been blessed with three decades of major events from the golf world coming here between the men's and the women's game. Golf's national championship for the women will be at Erin Hills in Washington County next May. And then after that, there are no golf majors scheduled for Wisconsin. Not Erin Hills, not Black Wolf Run, which has twice hosted the U.S. Women's Open, not Whistling Straits in Sheboygan County. Nothing. And I am concerned about that as a golf fan, but don't hang up. Don't hang up. I know not everybody cares about golf. Conversation I'm going to share with you next is only tangentially about the game of golf, really. It's about our economy. It's about high-profile events and exposure. It's about tourism. It's about all of those things. The championship director from the USGA, which is the United States Golf Association, was in town the other day, and I went out to spend some time with her when she was visiting Erin Hills. Two takeaways from my chat with Allison Burns. This event next summer is really big, and more may still be to come. As you know, Wisconsin has a deep history of major championships. For the last three decades, we've had a major, either from women dating back to the late 90s up in Kohler at Black Wolf Run, to the PGA championships, a couple of senior men's opens, 17 open here, obviously. Nothing on the calendar after this championship next year. What do we got to do?
We'll host a fantastic Women's Open. I think we, USGA is a great partner of Erin Hills. Erin Hills is a great partner of USGA, and that relationship is fundamental in us hosting several championships in the future. So I hope to see great news as well.
Is this a test for future opens? Do we have to perform? And if so, in what areas do we have to perform to get future championships?
No, I think Erin Hills has to ask us if they want to host another championship. It's a formal process.
I'll put in for them. We would like to.
I love that. So, no, I don't think it's a test. We know that Erin Hills can host USGA championships at the optimal level, and they're excellent at doing that. And this is just another opportunity for the community to show up, for the fans to be here, and for the players to experience Erin Hills as well.
You just mentioned several things that we excel at here in Wisconsin, whether it's turning out fans, hospitality, volunteers is always a strength as well. Those must help us.
Totally. I mean, we're about to launch our full volunteer program in a couple months. We need about 1,500 volunteers for the Women's Open to actually operate this championship. If we don't get that, it's going to make the week pretty tough for all of us. So this place, it's a no-brainer that they're going to sign up. They're going to be here. And then on the second hand, that fans are going to show up as well. Wisconsin embraces golf. They embrace events in general. And I think that's what we're excited to see with the Women's Open.
Can you give me a couple of the big numbers, economic impact, total fans expected, things like that?
Yeah, so economic impact around 20 to 30 million. We will start our construction in about March, where people will temporarily live on site here in the surrounding area. They'll go to restaurants, they're going to fill up hotel rooms, all of that stuff. And then from a fans perspective, we are open Wednesday through Sunday for the championship for 2025, so we'll expect about 50 to 70,000 fans for the week to turn up, which is a lot. That's a peak day on Friday or Saturday of around 10 to 15,000 people.
And then in terms of tickets, you mentioned they're already on sale, various packages, one day all the way up to the whole deal in some fancy tent?
Yeah, trophy club. So have a sports bar styled environment where there's upgraded restrooms, which is a plus at a golf tournament. That starts at $300 for the week. You can transfer your tickets to other people in your family. It's a great option right now. And then $150 just to have gallery access for the week. And then we have a flex pack that's around $175 on sale right now.
In terms of the 17 Open on the men's side, it exhausts me as a fan of golf and, of course, of Wisconsin, that there's a knock that perhaps the course didn't set up as difficult as USGA would have liked. Granted, some of the best players in the world went home before the weekend. I mean, Rory didn't make the weekend. Jason Day didn't make the weekend. And it turns out Brooks Koepka is pretty good at golf. Yeah. Is there any truth to the rumors that, well, this course wasn't hard enough?
I don't think so. I think you know probably as well as all of us, this is a tough golf course. It sets up and it plays like a USGA championship.
Because you want it to be difficult, but you also want it to be watchable. I like birdies.
I do too. Birdies are nice. But it is good to have a tough test.
Allison Burns, championship director at the USGA. The volunteer portal is not yet open, but I know a lot of people are interested in volunteering. Great way to see amazing things, get up close to the players. Tremendous access inside the ropes. I will share that information when it opens up. For more information on tickets, you can look for this story posted on our website right now. I have a link there. or text GOLF to 855-616-1620, and I'll send that right out to you. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.